How is it that media coverage of trauma-related stories can cause more stress and distress for the people watching than those who actually are directly exposed to the event?
We don't know how it happens. What we do know is that the more media exposure people reported engaging in the week following the Boston Marathon bombings, the more likely they were to report acute stress symptoms. We wish we knew how that happened, but it's an association that needs to be further studied, for sure. One of the things that we do know is that we've seen studies recently that have shown that watching videos of traumatic images can actually engage fear conditioning centers in the brain, mm-hmm. as well as encourage people to develop flashbacks following these kinds of exposures. So we don't know what that media exposure is doing in the brain, and that's what needs to be, we need to find out more information about that. What we do know is that this was media exposure from a variety of sources. I want to make that clear. We included social media, so Twitter, Facebook, as well as traditional forms of media like television, radio, print, etc. So it was an accumulation of all types of media exposures in that week following the Boston Marathon bombings.